Chapter 4. Even after all my time at Brown's, at Phyllis Walters, and at Vogue, working on the shop floor, in PR, and for a magazine, I had no idea just how much I knew about the business until I dug in and started applying what I had learned. I also had strong instincts, a certain entrepreneurial skill, and an incredible work ethic, some of which I inherited from my father. No doubt my father also played a role in creating the drive, both by his unavailability and by the warmth and love that I always felt from him nonetheless, even when he could have been more demonstrative or perhaps done more to rescue me from my mother. At least I always felt that he genuinely cared about me and loved me, so it was natural that I wanted to follow in his footsteps, even if only to prove my worth to him. There was the residual neediness that made me willing to do anything to prove myself worthy of love in his eyes, and there was the desperate drive to prove my mother wrong. According to the cliché, all little girls have a sort of love affair with Dad, in which the daughter is Dad's little princess, and Dad is, at least in her eyes, the big, strong hero, as handsome and rugged as a movie star. In my case, Dad really was heroically big and strong, and handsome enough to have a brief stint in the movies, especially when you factor in where he came from. He was also sufficiently successful to be considered heroic by almost anyone's standards. Owing nothing to Danielle Steele's sense of melodrama, my father, Tom Yeardy, was born in the Salvation Army home in Mill Hill, in the north of London. His mother was 17, unmarried, pregnant, and driven out of Ireland by the shame of it. She came to the capital to find better prospects, and she became a house cleaner. My father was put in a foster home, but after a few years, my grandmother wanted him back, so she married George Yeardy, 19 at the time, to round out the required nuclear family. Per the usual sad tale, this stepfather was an alcoholic who beat my father mercilessly, a pattern that stopped only when, at 14, my father grew big enough to fight back. My dad remained a fighter ever after. Young Tom couldn't afford to go to university, and instead...